Planning and zoning. Yes. Good to have you in front of us and in the firing lines, good man.
There we go.
Your first time.
Welcome to the
official
job.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. We made it through the planning and zoning meeting, and Brian with Jorgensen's there, he helped out. I pretty well let him do all the present and everything on that since they had put all of this together. And I'll have him help out yet with the Leaper subdivision and stuff that's coming up on that. So that'll be a little bit of an ongoing process. I'm pretty well involved with all of it, though, and got a good understanding of it. So
cool.
We'll have a couple more come up.
Feeling like you're getting your feet under you?
A little bit, yep. Good. At one point, I got the desk all cleared off and everything now, and the piles are growing
now
rapidly.
They start to grow.
There's one of them problems down there at the other end there.
Are you pointing them back?
We know who he's pointing at. All right.
He's a problem for us, too.
Yeah,
is he?
Right.
Is he? All right. He keeps it entertaining.
Just so
anyway.
You know.
At least they finally said it.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist.
Official documentation.
Yeah, all we got him on the record.
Okay. Yeah.
So go ahead,
no
Dennis.
Problem.
All right. Before the planning zoning board there, we have a conditional use for a dog kennel for David Gordon and Gwen Bogart. The planning zoning, which you have the report and such in front of you, planning zoning board, we reviewed this. There was quite lengthy discussion. One of the main topics that came up was there is a sage-grouse elect adjacent to this property, located on the Goodwin's property. There was quite some discussion on that, and everybody's willing to take some efforts to minimize noise, disturbance, etc. in the springtime when the sage-grouse are there, and kind of just have to wait and see how that all goes.
Sure.
Wasn't any real great concerns with game and fish or anything else. They didn't bring anything up.
I just have to confess that I got a lot of entertainment out of the Wyoming Game and Fish's comments on this. Okay, yeah,
it's
the noise of the dog should be kept at an absolute minimum.
I got an extra gun.
I just, when I read that, it just made me chuckle.
Yeah.
And yet there's an approved airstrip.
And there's an airstrip right there with it. Yeah.
Yep. And county road on either side of it.
Hard to find minimum when you don't know what the maximum is, right?
It is. And, you know, it's not a situation where it's just going to kill the sage grouse. It's a situation where the sage grouse will move.
They'll move their leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so in that case, it's not detrimental to the wildlife. There's nothing detrimental going on with the property. And, you know, they have tried to move their facility and their house and stuff away from the adjacent neighbors. So they were, you know, it's pretty well concerned about noise and stuff that way. They're trying to do their best. Anyway, after lengthy discussion and all that, there are several people showed up, neighbors, in support of the kennel.
Okay. Did you have any neighbors against the kennel?
Kind of the one. Goodwin's, which are the houses located here to the south, they're over 1,400 feet away.
Yeah.
They have some concerns about it. They can hear the dogs. Must, you know, prevailing wind blowing from the north, I guess. But when throughout the whole discussion as it come around, they also agreed with everybody that, you know, if they've been asked to do stuff for the most part, everybody's trying to make some accommodations. So even at the end, they're disagreeable, but they're agreeable with how stuff's getting set up and how things are going. So.
Okay.
It was motioned and seconded to approve the conditional use for this dog kennel, and the vote was 5-0.
Okay. Gentlemen, any questions for Dennis?
I think the first thing I would like to say is, being this was your maiden voyage down this trail in planning and zoning, I appreciated the information you gave us. I understood it all. And you went down point by point of what you had done and what your board had done. And I just appreciate it because I came to this meeting understanding what's going on and all this kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you.
Anything else, gentlemen? Any questions for Dennis or the Bogarts?
No question, Mr. Chairman. I would just comment that up until this, I did not realize that having a dog kennel on Ag's own property required anything. Oh. And I've got a dog.
And it's,
I put her in a pen at night.
Yeah.
Does that mean I should have a permit?
No, it's up to so many animal units.
A dog kennel is defined as four dogs or more being boarded upon the property for either propagation of those animals, boarding, which you're okay. collecting
so you're
fees.
In a commercial
okay. type of thing.
Okay.
as this all goes along, we're going to try to do some clarification this winter because we have some issues elsewhere.
Yeah, we went through the chicken issue, so
did you?
As well do dogs.
We're going to do dogs.
Yeah.
And we got to come up with some quantifying type of numbers. And if you're on 35 acres or more, there's...
Yeah.
How long has that been?
I would have to go back and try to dig up when it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I know dog kennel has been in there for a long
probably
time.
Probably since 78. Imagine.
Really?
Adopted.
Well, I know we had a dog kennel application discussion with Straley's up on the Fremont Lake Road.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Because she has shepherds.
Shepherds.
Jill has shepherds that she, I don't know necessarily what she does if she, I know she trains, but I don't know if she breeds or, and there was some discussion then about kennel.
Yes.
And I don't know if we ever did any, I don't think she does kennel, actually.
Raising, training, boarding.
Commercial kind of activity is what.
Yeah. And so then we come into some stipulations of privately owned animals.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you mushers?
And we are strictly private. Mm-hmm. We're not, we had two litters of puppies this summer that were a lot larger than we had anticipated.
they were herder dogs.
But, I'm a musher. Yeah, we moved down from Alaska, and that's what I did up there. And I just worked for other people, and I wanted to have my own group of dogs and raise my own team to see how I could do with a team of dogs. So we brought down six adults and had two litters, and boom, we have more dogs than we ever dreamed we'd have.
16 puppies, now we're down to 13.
Yeah, so be careful what you wish for. But we're not breeding to sell. We're not breeding to give away. We bred these dogs just so I could raise my own team of dogs. And there are some dogs that are going to be, because they're more than we want, we've been homing some puppies. We've got a few more to rehome. But I want to see what I have first for quality of sled dog before I get rid of them. So,
cool.
Again, it's just private. It's me, my own, we're the only two scooping poop,
I go from captain to poop scooper, I don't know.
So anyway, we're not, I just want to make sure that it's understood that it's not commercial, that it's strictly a private, crazy thing that we're doing. So,
cool. Go ahead.
And in support of the LEC, we didn't get down there till the end of May and didn't start building till June, so we don't even know yet if the LEC is ruined.
Right.
I'm kind of thinking, they'll sneak back in there. If they don't, they might move. Like you said, they move around. And Dave...
They move all the time.
Yeah, and Randy Simpson, Sanders' brother, said, he said there used to be a lot more birds when they first moved in that little corner piece next to us, and there's fewer and fewer, but they're still there.
Yeah.
They like to roam the highway, I know that.
You got that right. Any further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the application as presented.
I'll second. Yeah.
It has been moved and seconded. That way you approve the conditional use permit application submitted by the Bogarts to allow a dog kennel. at 72 East, East Fork Big Sandy Road. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
I know. Sage words.
Come on by and see the dog.
What's that? Thanks for breaking in, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, he and Brian came out. It was very enjoyable. It's very nice.
We're proud of it, so I'm happy to.
Dogs live better than we do.
Show everybody.
Cool.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good
for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you all.
You bet. Good to meet you.
All right.
Dennis, do you have anything else for us?
Just that this next month, first meeting in the next month, I'm going to try to get this next one on with Leapers, and we'll get the preliminary plat stuff moving forward.
So
with that.
Will that be heard in your P&Z meeting? Then?
It was heard this last
go-around.
It was heard.
Okay, it's already been heard. Okay.
Yep, and so that gives us a little time for me to get
that
into
Leaper?
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I also do have another rezone coming up for a minor, that'll end up being a minor subdivision. For another little lot up there in Hoback Ranchers. So I'll get that together and get it through my meetings and get it back into you too. So we've got a couple more things in the works, and like I say, Tom's opened up a can of worms for me, so we will continue with this dog saga.
Go ahead and touch base so they know where.
Okay. Outside, it's in the Taylor subdivision, which is the subdivision along the north side of the road at the Core Y. Yeah. We have another set of mushers out there with 30 mushing dogs, two house dogs, chickens, etc.
How many acres?
2 acres.
Okay.
And
this is looking into it.
Yeah, it's, then we end up with this problem with kennel wise versus private dogs, number of animals per acre, which dogs are not defined.
Animal units.
We need to do something there.
How many dogs make an animal unit?
We don't know.
We do not know. We do not know.
Yeah.
And you know, if a horse or a cow or a couple sheep or a couple,
those are one animal.
Those are one animal. If you've got 10 chickens, make an animal unit. A couple dogs ought to make an animal unit.
Yeah,
you know.
You would think.
But two big dogs would eat as much as a horse, but two chihuahuas, you'd probably eat 50 of them.
Have a herd of chihuahuas.
So how are you going to make it fair?
Yeah.
Put them in with chickens.
So there's some discussion on that, but when you start housing that type of number of animals in a small area, the egg stuff makes sense, or something with some space, you know.
Yeah.
It's, and I think it's more of a noise issue and an odorant issue than anything else. I don't.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, have it figured out before you get to us, will you?
Okay.
Okay.
Can do.
That's all I ask.
I'll have her solved before I bring
Sounds
it to
good.
You.
Sounds good. Pretty simple instructions.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks,
Dennis.
Tom's going to help me out on this, by the way.
Excellent.
Can you motion that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's already your liaison.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Very good.
You're in good shape. All right. Thank you, Dennis.
That's all I had. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And let me know as this goes. I'm sure, you know, stuff needs brought up, and I can start working
on
it.
You got your feet wet. Let's go to work.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome. Thank
all
you.
Right. You bet.
Yep.
Jennifer, we're a little ahead of schedule. Why don't you come on up?
I figured you might be.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Zuck.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi,
Jennifer.
Hi. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
So I just wanted to come to you and present an idea for the Chamber Visitor Center piece for funding. I just recently took over as the executive director, and I'll move into that position full-time in January. And one thing that obviously is kind of a red flag, obviously, is the funding for the visitor center. And so thinking about that, I would really like to make the visitor center a 501c3. Right now, the chamber is a 501c6. Kind of the biggest difference between a 501c3 and a 501c6 is a 501c6, which is what the chamber is, really has lobbying powers. You can endorse candidates, that sort of thing. Also with the 501c6, if you make a monetary donation, if an individual makes a monetary donation, it's just a donation and there's no tax benefit for them. With the 501c3, there is a tax benefit for them. A 501c3 does not have any lobbying powers, which I think is fine for the visitor center to have that. And the reason why I feel like it's the best route is because a 501c3 can apply for a lot more grant funding than a 501c6. There's very few grants that you can get with a 501c6 just because of that lobbying ability. And so I would really like to consider doing that for the visitor center so that I could write grants to help with the funding.
Okay.
Yes. So the chamber would stay a 501c6. And the visitor center would be a 501c3.
But then you'd have to have a separate board for the visitor center then.
It could be the same board.
You can use the same board?
That's what I was told, and I can check that out with
an attorney. Yeah, we better check that out pretty carefully, too, because it seems as though that, if I'm recalling things, that you'd have to have your own separate board. But, yeah, bird dog that a little bit.
So I guess the process to do it would be, you would have to file paperwork with the IRS, and we would have to have an attorney do that. And then we'd also have to file paperwork with the Secretary of State. I've been told it would take about 6 weeks for that process. The biggest holdup people have is with the name. When you file with the Secretary of State, it's the name piece that is holding people up, but since most likely there's not another Sublette County Visitor Center name out there.
And right now there is no entity called the Sublette County Visitor Center. You'd have to make that entity.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, discuss.
Well, I don't know where to start.
Well, I think
is this go ahead.
Go ahead. I think the starting point is just from what you said. Get a legal determination on whether you have to have separate boards.
Separate boards, and then you'd have to make an entity called the Sublette County Visitor Center, right?
Yeah. So
because really, there's nothing like that exists.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct. So I mean, we would need separate bank accounts.
Yeah.
Which actually I feel like is a really good idea. No matter what, I think it would really help to separate that all out.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure you're probably well aware of kind of where we're headed with the county funding on this, mm-hmm. and that's why you guys are working hard on this. Mm-hmm. When it was first built, it was under the understanding that the county would provide the building, pay the lights, clean it, and the Chamber of Commerce would run everything. And then it wasn't long after that that the funding model started because the Chamber couldn't make it run. So that was when the county started contributing X amount per year toward the running of that. And we're just at the point in our financial outlook that we need to cut back on some of these things.
Sure.
So. And that's where that's going. So I think the idea at this point is to just cut back $10,000 each year until the county no longer funds it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that falls within your time frame then of trying to get this put together.
Yeah. I mean, so ideally I would like to make it happen by the first of the
right
year.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary, do you see any inherent flaws in that at all?
The only thing I'm thinking about, okay, because you're going to create another entity.
Yeah.
A board, you know, that a board, the bookkeeping, the filings, and all those kinds of things for the entity. But you know that up front. mm-hmm. as opposed to being surprised someday down the line when it says, oh, geez, I got to file a report with Secretary of State's office every year,
right.
you know, and that kind of thing. But I guess thinking about what the visitor center will be an entity of its own away from the chamber.
Yeah, and it will be away from the county because it is no longer a county organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sublette County Visitor Center would no longer be a county organization. It's a 501c3 independent of any government ownership.
So then what's that entity going to do? I mean, you're looking for money to run the center, but what's that looking like as far as is it going to be the staffing, probably?
I mean, I guess I don't see it looking a whole lot different
than what it is
as far
right
as
now.
The staffing goes is from what it is right now.
So what it would replace the funding. Basically, it would
right.
replace the funding
from,
that you're getting
the
from
county.
The county.
Yeah. The only
that would be my hope.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
The only and I have to play devil's advocate mm-hmm. on this is that now a 501c3 nonprofit is housed by the county free of charge. We have a lot of 501c3s that come to us for funding. How many are going to come to us for housing? I'm just mm-hmm. we're setting a precedent is all I'm saying.
Can I have an example
of
501c3 that we have in the county that comes to us for money?
Yeah, Children's Learning
Center. Okay, all right.
But it doesn't live in county housing.
That's what I'm
no,
saying.
That's what
yeah,
he's
yeah.
saying.
But that's
yeah.
what
I
I'm
just
saying.
Didn't know. I didn't know which one it was.
Discovery Center, Children's Learning
okay.
Center,
sure.
Safe Task Force, mm-hmm. And none of them are in county housing.
The safe is.
Are we setting a precedent?
Go ahead. Safe house.
I don't know.
We
own the safe
house. That's true. We do own the safe house.
Yeah, we own the safe house.
So in Pinedale?
Yep.
Doc set me up for this one.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead, Doc.
No, I just give an example of another 501.
I heard your example.
Rural Health Foundation.
Oh, the Rural Health
Foundation. Yeah, they're a 501c3.
C6 or a 3?
3.
Well, you know, this sounds like really thinking out of the box, and I like it. I think it would be a good way for you to get some funding, write some grants and things like that. I've just got, I don't know how, what kind of a precedent we're going to set by owning the building, cleaning it, paying the utilities on it. We don't clean and pay the utilities on the safe house, do we? But we own the building. Is that the only one we own? Of the 501c3s, is that the only person we're housing?
The only other thing that we have is we own the ground under the Discovery
Center. We own the ground under the Discovery Center, which we've been
trying to get rid of
for a while.
Yeah. No, we don't own anybody. We don't own anybody else.
Let's get Matt on the phone. I'll get him.
You going to get him? Okay.
I'll get him.
So, Mr. Chairman, while you're doing that, I guess keeps going through my mind, would this would increase your ability to go for grants? Would it help or hinder your ability to get lodging tax money? Because that seems to me to be a totally legitimate source of funding for a visitor center is lodging tax money, because that's what you try and get visitors to do.
Mm-hmm.
And stay in town, spend their money, go to the restaurants, stay in the hotels.
Well, see, and that's the problem from the get-go, is when the county built the visitor center, the chamber was going to move in and run it, and lodging tax was going to provide the funding to run the visitor part. And at the last minute, then they came back and said, oh, no, we can't do that. Well, yeah, they can do that.
It wasn't that they couldn't do it. It was that they just decided
not to do it,
right?
Yeah.
That still seems like that should be a major source of funding for the visitor center, lodging tax money. just makes sense.
Well, it goes back to a good point, Jennifer. Your idea is really proactive in terms of trying to meet future budget needs. But all these things being brought up just kind of point in the direction that you need to try to anticipate whatever unintended consequences there may be that might harm you, whether it's our ability to provide the building, the maintenance, or whatever, or you're or interfering with the ability of you to get money from the lodging tax or whatever. The idea itself, I'm fully supportive of, and you know, I think it's good for you coming on board to be proactive and trying to look at something, because obviously one of the pluses is being able to receive more grant money. Mm-hmm. I think we need to think this thing through and what's going to be best for you and the business.
So I think if you don't mind, I want to put you on speakerphone and maybe we can talk.
But isn't the lodging tax paid by people that are lodging? And that money should go back to bring more people in.
Yep.
That's my point.
That's it. Yes, that's absolutely right. Yeah. So
it's for promotion. Yeah.
We'll talk after we do this.
So we've got Matt on the phone here, and I just briefly filled him in on what we were discussing here. And Matt, so what are your legal concerns with doing this, or no concern doing it?
I certainly could understand the commission's concern with the precedent being set. I mean, obviously the chamber is free to set up a 501c3 entity, you know, for fundraising purposes. But I can understand the commission's potential concerns with, hey, you know, there's going to be an employee for that nonprofit in the visitor center, so you guys will be providing heat, electricity, office space, and that sort of thing, and that, that could set you up for a situation down the road where a nonprofit comes to you or some sort of entity and says, hey, we want to set up in the county facility, and then they point to the chamber as an example where you gentlemen have allowed that in the past. So, you know, legal ramifications, I don't think that's not really concerning. I think it is the precedent that's being set, and so I get the commission's concern on that.
Okay, so the way I'm looking at it here too, Matt, is that Sublette County Chamber of Commerce remains their own entity and remains a 501c6. A new entity would be established with a new board, a director, the whole thing, and then that would be the 501c3. So the visitor center wouldn't necessarily be under the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, I got you. But you would be providing office
space.
But
we still would be providing office, space. And,
I guess I somewhat mischaracterized it, but I think the concern is still valid that, hey, you know, you're allowing this nonprofit employee to use county space and county facilities, and you know, we'd like that opportunity as well. And so, I could see it setting a precedent.
Okay. All right.
So, Matt, what if there's somebody else out there in the world that would say, hey, we'll come in there and run that visitor center that already exists? Devil's advocate again. So I don't know who that would be necessarily, but it could be.
I'm not sure either, but what's your question?
Well, the question, I guess the question comment would be, so the commissioners agree to go along with putting the nonprofit in there, but then we have somebody else again. It's going to be the same kind of deal. Well, you agreed to this, you set them up. What if there's somebody else that says, hey, Mary Langford, I'll come in and I'll run it. And
yeah, so
I don't
do we
need,
have
you
to
know,
put that out to bid?
Yeah. I mean, are we getting into a mess that direction? If we're not making it available to the entire public, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. I mean, I guess you could put it out to bid, but yeah, I mean, not saying that it's impossible, but it seems unlikely that some other entity or group would come in and run that building, at least at this point, although well, it could happen.
Actually, we've already had one.
You've had a contact.
Yeah. The Pinedale Travel and Tourism Board already proposed that to us.
Okay. And I guess where would the chamber go in that?
Well, the chamber would remain there because we've agreed to, let the chamber live there. But I don't know.
Huh. I mean, I guess you could go out to bid on it. It sounds like you might get one bid, maybe two tops. But would it create an issue for office space? Like you're housing the tourism board, you're housing this nonprofit, and you're housing the chamber. Is that the concern with that scenario?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of concerns, I think, with the scenario, Matt, and I'm not really sure what they all are.
Huh. Well, you know, if somebody had a proposal in writing, I could take a look at it and let you know what I think, but I think the biggest concern, at least the way I understand the situation at this point, is that, yeah, you set a precedent where you're allowing a nonprofit to utilize the county facility, and that probably will open up a can of worms.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Mr. Chairman, the existing chamber is a 501c6. Yeah. What's that? That's evidently not a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit, but it allows lobbying.
Yeah.
And what else?
So a 501c6 can lobby, and they can also endorse a candidate.
Endorse candidates.
And I believe a 501c3 can as well, but it has to be at a very minimal amount. There's just some more lobbying power with the six.
My point is, we're already letting a nonprofit use the facility.
But you can't apply for grants that a 501c3 could. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the C6.
So they're a different class of nonprofit, but they're both nonprofits.
Yes.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, we're already, if that's a precedent, mm-hmm. we're already setting.
We're already housing a nonprofit.
We're already housing a nonprofit. Well,
that's true. We are.
So we're really not changing anything in terms of housing a nonprofit.
Well, you have a point.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
But we're housing a nonprofit. Well, no, that isn't any different either. We're housing a nonprofit for a service.
For in exchange for a service. That's true. The service that we receive is that they are running the visitor center.
And how would that change?
That wouldn't.
That
would
it change?
Well,
the
no,
chamber wouldn't be
wouldn't.
Running.
There would be, yeah. Chamber. We still don't know if there's got to be a separate board, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be different.
But you're right. You bring up a point that we're already doing it.
Mm-hmm. And working our way out of it. In terms of financial assistance due to our budget.
Yeah.
And we started that last year.
Makes it tough mm-hmm. the other way. Now, there's lots of sunshine being offered by the Travel and Tourism Board.
Say that again.
I said there's lots of sunshine being offered by the Travel and Tourism Board. Mm-hmm. We'll come in, we'll run the whole thing, won't cost you a cent. But this scenario would do that too. Well, other than us paying the power.
But we'd still probably
it.
We'd still probably take care
probably
of our building.
Still be doing that with the Travel and Tourism yeah. Board too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking. No,
I'm really interested in this.
I'm talking my way through this.
If you have any. Change of thought there?
No, I don't have a change of thought. I'm intrigued that, I mean, I did hear that Travel and Tourism wanted, that they had discussed it. I didn't know they
there
had actually.
There's been no official presentation. This is just somebody talking to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if that was an interest, how would their objectives be different in managing the visitor center as compared to the existing Chamber of Commerce?
Right.
I don't see why there'd be any difference. In, they're all about promoting tourism, right?
So, mm-hmm. on that crazy thought, mm-hmm. have you talked to the Travel and Tourism Board at all?
I mean, not not about this specifically. I was at one of their meetings last week. They had requested that the next time I came in that we shared with them, you know, how much funding was still needed for the visitor center, which I think was kind of an open door because it had been shut. I have not talked to them about, I didn't know that this was really, I thought it was a rumor.
Why can't this building house all three?
Well, and it's my understanding that it used to, right?
Upstairs.
It used to, but it used to, but you know how we are, these little territorial people.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So, would you mind having those conversations?
No, yeah.
So,
no,
I need to bring this back to the fact that there has been no presentation from the Travel and Tourism Board.
Okay.
There's been no official,
yeah,
asking.
Just talk.
It's just been one of their members asked me, or said to me, we'll run that thing for you. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Chairman, the whatever the tourism board decides to do is not really germane to this conversation with regard to the request to change to a 501(c) or C3. And I've got to believe that Joel's line of thinking is correct. I mean, they may be different nonprofits, but they're still nonprofits. So I see that as a non-issue myself.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, the visitor center and the Travel and Tourism Board, are they both doing the same thing?
I think that there is a lot of overlap.
Okay.
I think that there's definitely, their goal is to promote, there's a lot of overlap.
So would you have any heartburn over us saying, give us some time to ponder what you've presented, and would you meet with them and maybe all three of you house that building and work this out without?
Yeah, but specific to her request is permission or
to proceed,
the direction to proceed with changing that in order to meet a January deadline in order to try to get her finances in order and move forward with the grants. Is that not correct?
Correct. I think it is an important conversation to have. I think I still remain that the 501(c)(3) is a good way to go, whether it's, you know, you guys and us or everybody, but I still think the 501(c)(3) is the right way to go as far as applying for grant funding outside of the county, really.
Comment.
Go ahead, Commissioner Rawhauser.
I was just going to say, whether they change from a 501(c) or it's a 501(c)(6), what does that have to do with the county commissioners? We're just the landlord.
Well, we would be allowing them to take the visitors, Sublette County Visitors Center, and turn it into its own entity. It would no longer be a county entity. It is a county entity right now, the visitor center.
So we would be giving up the building?
No.
Yes, that's what
I know another board you could be on too.
The entity itself, the quote unquote visitor center.
Okay.
Yeah, we would be allowing them to make that into a nonprofit, and it would no longer be county, it wouldn't be a county entity anymore.
Well, is it really a county entity, or is that just the name of the building and it's under the Chamber of Commerce?
We just own the building.
Just called the Visitor Center.
And the reason it is a county entity is because we put $40,000 a year into it.
Yeah.
Well, we've been subsidizing the running of it.
Yeah.
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 So, okay.
But you still need to answer the question about a separate board.
Yeah.
Correct. I guess my question back, though, would be, if it's one board or two boards, does it matter?
I don't think it matters to us.
Well, and I would imagine you could be this, as far as, you could have the same people on each board.
Each board. Same executive director.
Because I would imagine you've got one you have to have a board for each, but it could be the same people.
It's just like school board and BOCES.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same people.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I will give you the difference between the visitor center and the travel and tourism board. The difference is it is the Pinedale Travel and Tourism Board, and they are the only ones collecting taxes for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not the county.
There's the difference between the two.
It's not a county-wide, or right. It's a sub-county chamber.
Yep.
That's the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Sure. So, Matt?
Yes.
I mean, you've heard the whole discussion. I mean, what is your professional guidance here?
I mean, it's a little hard without something written in front of me to analyze it, but it is a good point that, you know, the chamber is already a nonprofit using a county facility. However, I think the point was made, they're providing a service to the county. We're not just providing office space for them to operate. They're doing something for the county. If there's a proposal to use the facility differently than how it's being used now, I'd like to see it in writing and chew on it a bit. But do we have a lease currently with the chamber to operate the facility?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and how long does that lease run through?
10 more years.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I guess they get a spot at the table for 10 more years, right? They kind of got their place in line, and so I don't know how we'd be breaking the lease if we kicked them out before that 10-year period, unless they violated the terms of the lease.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any discussion of that at all, or even any thoughts of that. So.
Okay. It'd just be that this new nonprofit would be operating there in addition to the chamber?
Correct.
Okay. All right. But they wouldn't be providing a service like the chamber?
That I do not know.
So I guess, if they want to get serious and submit a written proposal, I think we can really look into the matter. But right now it's kind of speculation, so I hesitate to give you any guidance one way or the other.
So all we have to do is just give permission for them to, assume authority of that entity and turn it into a 501c3.
Yeah, I guess I'm not tracking on that because it seems like, you know, the only relationship we have with the chamber right now is a sort of a landlord tenant, and I don't understand why we have to give our blessing for them to be able, for this new nonprofit to be formed.
Okay.
Matt, this is Joel, and I think you hit on something important there in trying to sort through this. I think all they're contemplating doing is changing the nonprofit status to set up a separate nonprofit status for the visitor center. It's still the Chamber of Commerce that'll be leasing the building, but the visitor center as a separate nonprofit will have an additional ability to go for grant funding.
I gotcha. Yeah, and that doesn't give me any heartburn, but even if it did, I don't think the county would have much of a say in that. Again, if they want to go that direction, I think they have every right to do so.
So, Matt, Tom Noble, I may be on the wrong track here, but when we got the deed to the visitor center, it says we will house the visitor center, correct? So now,
well, it's been a long time since I looked at the deed. I'd have to go back and look at the language and see if there are any restrictions.
So now we're going to be housing a visitor center that's under 501c3. At what point maybe they take a path that we don't care for? We can't throw them out because our deed won't let us. See, it's a business now. They take a path that doesn't appeal to the next commissioners or any. We can't throw them out because our deed won't let us, right?
I guess I'd have to look at that deed and see what the language said specifically. I mean, we're the owner. The county is the owner of the building. We're the landlords. I think we can dictate who the tenants are. But yeah, to give you a really good decision, I'd have to pull the deed and see what it says.
The deed, Matt, if I remember correctly, the deed says something about it doesn't say like house a visitor center. It says something about promotion of tourism or something. It's kind of fluffy what it says.
Okay. Yeah, so if it's broadly written like that, I think any argument that we couldn't or that we would have to keep the chamber, I don't know, that seems kind of far-fetched.
Do we have to have a, if we're going to, if somebody else is going to run the visitor center, do we have to have a contract with the new entity to run the visitor center?
Yeah, when we already have
a... Well, we've got a contract with the chamber to run the visitor center. But if the visitor center is now its own entity,
we don't have
that contract for you to run the visitor center.
I've never seen a contract.
Where's the lease?
The lease.
It's just
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the lease. And the lease says, you know, what is going to happen in the visitor center. So that would direct what is going to, I mean, if they decided that they were going to start shoeing horses, you know, that isn't in the lease.
Cool. I'm up for that.
Yeah. There you go. But, you know, you would about have to have another contract with the new entity, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd recommend having a contract.
Oh, jeez.
I thought you guys were going to call me for P&Z.
No,
yeah, that was
no,
easy.
No, that one was easy.
Yeah.
That was just dogs. That was...
Well, anyway, I think, you know, if the Travel and Tourism Board is serious about it, I'd have them submit a written proposal and we take it from there.
Well,
chamber.
You mean the visitor center?
Yeah. I'm just kind of unclear in terms of what they're proposing, what they're going to do, how it's going to affect the chamber, because we have a contractual obligation to the chamber right now to provide them space, right, for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, I'd really have to see something on a piece of paper to tell you how it all could shake out.
Okay, so it is the chamber that is proposing to make this other 501c3.
Which would run the visitor center then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then we'd have to change the lease agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Because the chamber is no longer running the visitor center.
Yeah.
The visitor center 501c3 is running the visitor center.
Yeah, the lease would have to be amended to reflect that change.
So, Matt, it couldn't be seen as an umbrella company underneath the chamber?
I don't know, it's its own distinct and separate nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, you could always make that argument, but I prefer just to modify the existing lease and, you know, keep all the terms, but I'd really like the lease to reflect that change.
Okay. All right. So, are we anywhere closer to where we need to be?
I don't think there's anything for us to do anyway. I keep thinking chickens and ducks.
Dogs?
We got chickens in there now, and all of a sudden they change their mind and they want to put ducks in there. But everything's the same. We just changed the species.
I think all Jennifer is looking for is the blessing to turn the visitor center into a 501c3. Mm-hmm. Because in theory, the county owns the visitor center. The entity right now. Am I right on that, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. So I think she's just looking for our blessing to turn the entity of the Sublette County Visitor Center into a 501c3, which takes it clear way out of government. We no longer have anything to do with the visitor center after that. So if that goes to a 501c3, it is no longer a county entity.
But we still own the building, right?
Well, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We own the building, but we are no longer responsible for the entity.
Gotcha.
The management would be the 501c3.
The management would be through a 501c3.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do we need to look at the deed?
I don't think deed's going to give us any
help
more us information that we have right now.
I can pull the deed real fast if you guys have a minute.
Yeah, pull it up, Matt. See if there's anything in there that we're not aware of.
Okay, just give me a couple moments.
Okay, sounds good. It's a good thing you came early.
No kidding.
How are you, Albert?
Good, how are you guys?
having a ball.
You ought to pull that contract and read it.
We're struggling.
We have. It wasn't just too long ago we read that. Because
the contract is what would have to be amended. If anything has to be changed, it'd be
the contract. Contract would have to be amended.
That's about it.
How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm just zesty, Albert.
You're just, yeah, I can tell it.
I am, yeah.
Is it, are you as zesty as you were earlier? Or?
I was studying last night. And it was a late night. What are you reading at?
Me?
I can't believe you gave up.
I'm studying. I've got something else
coming. You can't play five.
You gave up the preschool for this.
It's somewhat similar. No, I'm kidding.
You asked.
Yeah, I got the answer, didn't I?
And it was Karen Carfano was the grantor. Is that right?
Corfana family, to Sublette County.
Gotcha. So I am, let's see, all improvements, covenants, easements. Subject to the restriction that the property will be used only for public purposes.
Okay.
There you go. That word again.
Yeah. Just like rocks.
Rocks, dogs, and...
rocks, dogs, and visitor center. Okay. Do you have a copy of the contract in front of you?
Let me see. Give me another moment.
I just need to see if there's anything in there that would prohibit us from moving forward with the blessing to turn the entity into a 501c3. I see it actually as a benefit. One less thing under county government.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I like the idea of thinking outside the box.
Trying to find new funding areas.
New ways to go.
Yep.
How did the...
I'm not sure if I have a copy of the lease in my records, unfortunately.
Okay. That's all right.
And I can definitely, I can get with Mary tomorrow, and I'm sure she has a copy and take a look.
Okay.
It's on top of my desk.
Would you get with Mary then? Just take a look at that, and... we can go ahead and give our blessing contingent upon review of the contract.
Yeah, that sounds good.
If someone is willing to make a motion.
So moved.
Okay.
Give him a chance. He's sleeping.
I know. It has been moved and seconded that we authorize the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce to proceed with 501c3 filing on behalf of the Sublette County Visitor Center. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Are you sure?
For the public use.
Okay.
Public use.
Just like rocks.
That's right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move forward. Check on that board thing. And see what that entails. Not that it's really going to matter whether you have one board or if you have to have two separate boards.
Right.
Because they'll probably be the same board. My guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same people. Yeah.
Same people on the same boards. Okay.
Okay. Thank
you.
Well,
that was easy.
It wasn't as easy as I thought. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
How are you?
Hi.
Who are you?
I don't know. I haven't seen you forever.
Anybody need a break?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Nothing should be short, right?
Okay.
Nothing should be short, right?
Nope.
Are there any other players that aren't here that we need to wait for, Tom?
Hi, Elena. How are you?
You represent all towns down here?
Yep. Certainly Marlton.
We wait for Pinedale.
I think he said he was going to be on his way. I
believe there was going to be someone representing Pinedale here.
Okay, we'll wait five minutes.
Do you want to take that break?
We'll take a break.
Let's do the break.
Yeah.